Hello and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Harsha Upadhyay, who is the President and CIO Equity at Kotak Mahindra Asset Management Company. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Upadhyay.
Thank you, Kshitij.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that the year 2020, which was full of surprises, is coming to an end. But towards the close, we saw another surprise in the form of a new strain of coronavirus, which the world is not prepared for as of now. But do you think that this could slow down the momentum in equity markets and we could see flight towards safety?
Kshitij, I would say that it's too early to really bet one way or the other based on the second strain of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. As far as India is concerned, I think at least for now, there is no scare of a second strain or even a second spike. Mm-hmm. I think there was a bit of a fear around the festive season, right, whether cases would increase post-festive season, but we have really not seen that. And on a daily basis, we are seeing reduction in active cases, not just coming from one or two states, but across the board, most of the states have been seeing a reduction in active cases. The peak active cases in India were about 10 lakh cases, and now we are well below 3 lakh cases. So I think, at least for now, the coronavirus-related concerns for Indian economy, at least, are subsiding. Yes, we have to keep in mind that there are a couple of regions in the world where there have been second spike or third spike. And right, also there is a talk about another strain of virus. Mm-hmm. Those are risks that you need to keep in mind. But as of now, I don't think at least Indian markets are really facing those troubles.
Right. And the big event to watch out for, at least in the first half of 2021, would be the budget. What are your expectations or what will share markets?
I think, as always, the market looks at what's the kind of growth impetus that the government will provide for the economy, especially in a scenario where we are coming out of a downturn. And also, everybody would like to have less and less taxes, which is a difficult balancing act that the government will have to do.
Right.
Because in a situation where fiscal deficit is going to be much higher than all estimates that were made earlier, the room for government to really have a growth impetus without touching taxation would be very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, if there are severe increases in taxes, then I think markets would take it negatively. But if it is more of a stable kind of a taxation regime and the growth impetus continues, then I think markets will be very cheerful.
Right. And where do you see the leadership in this market?
What has happened from the COVID lows is it's not that one or two sectors have led the markets. I think there has been quite a bit of sectoral rotation. Initially, it started with some of the resilient pockets of the economy, which were unaffected by COVID issues. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, some of the cyclical pockets of the economy have also recovered in line with economic recovery and increase in economic activity.
Right.
And we have seen the sectoral leadership moving from one pocket to another. Mm-hmm. So at this point of time, I think the first round of re-rating of almost all of the companies in the listed space has taken place. Now we need to watch out and see where are the pockets where incrementally the re-rating is possible and where the valuations are still relatively reasonable. So I think those would give us some sense about what kind of sectors or stocks will continue to lead the market. Mm-hmm. But to our mind, I don't think it's going to be led so much by sectoral moves anymore. Mm-hmm. It will be stock-specific moves because I think the first round of re-rating has already occurred. And from here on, it will be more driven by fundamental factors rather than the top-down sectoral moves.
All right. And, one stimulus package of the which the whole, you could say, the equity markets across the globe or investors across the globe were waiting for was the, US dollar $900 billion kind of a stimulus package. And now that is something which is coming to light. So do you think that this could extend the bull run towards 14,500 on Nifty and, the expensive stocks are likely to get more expensive from here on?
I would like to refrain from making any predictions about stock targets or index targets. Mm-hmm. But I think the liquidity has been quite strong. What we have seen in the last 6 weeks has been phenomenal, much higher than what anybody would have anticipated at the beginning of November, for example. And also, this is on a monthly basis, what we saw in November was, in fact, higher than many of the annual inflows that India has seen as a country.
Right.
So clearly, liquidity surge has been very, very strong. Even without the fiscal stimulus that you are talking about, already the liquidity is flowing into emerging markets and India in particular. And we expect that trend to continue. But whether the same run rate would continue or not, it's anybody's guess. But I think for the rest of the year, we should see a continuation of this liquidity coming into the markets.
Right. And finally, what is your advice to investors for the year 21 and any 5-point checklist which one can follow to pick stocks for the year?
Kshitij, I would say that we have a 3-point checklist. One is to make prudent asset allocation. Please don't chase any asset class which has given great returns in the past just because of past returns. One should evaluate where the fundamentals are and what are the valuations and then take a call.
Right.
And there has to be a prudent asset allocation. Then the investments have to be in a disciplined way. And thirdly, there should be a long-term focus because in the short-term markets could be volatile and they are non-linear. So to that extent, if you bet on long-term with a disciplined investments and make prudent asset allocation, I think you will definitely create wealth for yourself with a lesser amount of risk. And one of the ways to do that is to participate through mutual funds because mutual funds offer that diversification as well as long-term focus.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Vadhia, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kshitij. It was a pleasure talking to you.